Hi, my name is Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft working on Windows Phone. In this series, I talk about various tips and tricks and best practices that you can use in your apps for the Windows Phone marketplace that will hopefully get your apps higher ratings, hopefully higher rankings, and hopefully lots more dollars for you in your business. In this episode, we're going to talk about control feedback on tap. And what that means generally is the tilt effect. On Windows Phone, by default, when you drop a button or a list box on your page, when you tap on them, they don't have the same type of effect that you would normally see in the Windows Phone native apps. Typically, a button or a list box, you'll see it sort of tilt depending on where you tap the list item or where you tap the button. The tilt effect has different, essentially it's tilting it. And so there's an easy way to do that. If you want your apps to look like they are native apps in the platform, you really should add the tilt effect. It's actually really easy to do. We have the Silverlight toolkit that is maintained by Jeff Wilcox. That's actually available on CodePlex. If you want the full source code, you can actually dive in and look at the source code. Or you can just pull it in via NuGet, pull it into your project, take full advantage of it. It's actually really easy to do. Let me show you how easy it is. In this project, I have a list box. I have a couple of pages. The first page has a list box and a button. Nothing really fancy here. If I just run this, you'll see that there is no tilt effect. This is the default effect. If I select, that's the standard Silverlight effect. If I hit a button, you'll get the highlight, and then it will just move on. And that's fine, but it doesn't feel like a native app. On a native app, you would get the tilt effect. And so in order to do that, it's pretty easy. Let me come back to my references here. Let me manage NuGet packages and then Silverlight, and then it should come up as one of, there it is, the Silverlight for Windows Phone Toolkit. Really easy to pull in. You just install it. I've already done it in this project, so I don't need to do it again. And then once that's in there, you'll see that you'll need to add the namespace to each of the pages where you want that tilt effect. So in this case, here I have the namespace for Toolkit, and that's pretty much all there is to do to take advantage of that. Now, for each one of the controls, there's actually two ways to do it. You can either do it for individual controls, or you can do it for an entire page. In this page, I'm going to add it for each one of the individual controls. So if I want to add it to the button, for instance, let me just come over here and type toolkit, and then I want the tilt effect. I want to enable it and set that to true, and that should be all I need to do. At the same time, let me add it over to the list box. Doesn't matter where I do it. Toolkit, tilt effect, enabled, true. And if I run this now, you'll see that there will be a really nice effect, the one that you come to expect. See how when I tap it on the left, it sort of tilts to the left. That same list box, if I tap it on the right, it has that sort of different tilt effect altogether. And similarly on the button, it's kind of hard to see because the button's kind of small, but if I move off of that button, you'll see that it is actually tilting. Now, that's for the individual buttons, the individual controls. I can do the same thing for the entire page. And so that's what I've done on this other page. Let me come back here and we'll look at this other page, which is called allin.xaml. In the same way, I added the namespace up at the top. Here's the namespace for the toolkit, right? Microsoft phone.controls. And that's pretty much all I need to do. The assembly is phone.controls.toolkit, and then by adding also at the top there, the toolkit tilt effect dot is tilt enabled true, that's going to set it for every tilt enabled control. And so in this case, you'll see here I have a bunch of list boxes. You'll know, and I don't have a button in there yet, but I could add one. Let
me do that in a minute. I have a hyperlink button, list box items, and so on. Notice that I haven't actually added anything in there to that page, sorry, to those controls, and yet you'll notice that as I tap them, they do tilt, and that's pretty convenient. And then also, if I come in, if I were to say add a button to this grid, there's the button. Let me just make it big so that we can see the full effect of the tilt. And if I run this now, that button, even though I haven't actually added the tilt effect to that button, you'll see that the button does actually tilt. So you can see how easy it is. There's really no reason for you not to include a tilt effect in all of your controls. Whenever you're adding a control to a page, you should do your best to add that tilt effect. It's really a pretty trivial thing to do. The easiest thing is to just add it at the top of every page. And once you do that, then you just automatically get it. It's just there. And it again, it will make your app feel native, or at least a little bit more native. And so with that, hopefully the user experience is one of, oh, this app feels native. That's kind of what you're looking for. That's it for this episode. It was a simple, short one. Again, my name is Ben Riga. If you have any comments on this video, please drop me an email, benriga@microsoft.com, or feel free to add comments to the post either on the Channel 9 posting or on the blog post posting. And of course, please follow me on Twitter. That's where I send all updates, whether they're top-ranked video series or not. And then I should also mention that I've actually added the top-ranked series to both the Zune podcast marketplace as well as the iTunes podcast marketplace. So if you're using your Zune or your Windows Phone to watch podcasts, you can actually subscribe directly to the top-ranked series right in your Windows Phone. Similarly, if you're doing it on an iPhone or on an iPod or on iTunes, you can do it over on the iTunes service. Thanks again for watching this episode. See you in the next one, and I hope your apps are starting to move up there in the rankings. Thanks. See you soon.